This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بالعالمين والصلوات الله وسلامه على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers and my sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is Friday, August 6th, 2021, and we continue with our class on the etiquettes and morals and values of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We left off last week when we were talking about the ruling on drinking or eating something while standing up. Okay, on eating or drinking while standing up. And I said that we would go over it again, inshallah ta'ala, because we just like quickly ran through it. So we'll start with that, inshallah. We have 30 minutes exactly to finish up before, in fact, maybe even 25 before Salat al-Maghrib, inshallah. Hopefully someone with access to the door comes and opens it and unlocks it for everyone else. If not, then I'll have to end it sooner and open the door before people start knocking on my window. And I've closed my blinds so people who do arrive don't know that I'm in my office and they won't start banging on the wall or the window, right? So we're going to continue with حكم الشرب والأكل قائما, the Islamic ruling with regards to drinking and eating and drinking, or drinking and eating while standing. The scholars, of course, differ on this topic, as we mentioned last week, right? They differ on the topic of drinking something while standing up. And I'm going to, bismillah, drink, because it's been a long day, Jum'ah, and yeah, it's just been a long Jum'ah. So forgive me if you see me drinking. I just really need to keep something going because I'm pretty much losing my voice here. So let's look at, first off, two different things, right? Let's start off by looking at the hadith pertaining to how it is forbidden to drink while standing, okay? We'll look at three examples. First off, hadith of Anas radiallahu an, where he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade from drinking while standing. Okay, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade us from drinking while standing. We also see in another hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu an, who mentions pretty much the same thing, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade while drinking standing. Okay. In the third example that we'll look at, which is hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu an, he mentions that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "None of you must drink standing, and if anyone forgets, then he must vomit." Okay, this is a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu an, where he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "None of you must drink standing, and if one of you forgets, then he must vomit." The last part of this hadith, the wording that says, "Then he must vomit, if any of you forgets, then he must vomit," this is found in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad, but the first part of the hadith, "None of you must drink while standing," is a hadith that is found in Sahih Muslim, okay? And the first two hadith that we took are also narrated by or reported by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. The first one we also see Imam Ahmad, al-Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, and al-Darimi. The second hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, where he says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade drinking while standing. This is reported by Imam Muslim and Imam Ahmad and Imam al-Baghawi in his Sharh al-Sunnah. So those are hadith pertaining to how it is forbidden to drink while standing. Now let's look at the hadith that mention that it is permissible to drink while standing. First off, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, "I gave the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to drink some zamzam, fashariba wa huwa qa'im, and he drank it while he was standing." So he says, radiallahu an, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, "I gave to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam some zamzam to drink, and he drank it while he was standing." The next example that we'll look is an Nazal qal, he says, that Ali radiallahu anh, you know, came and he was drinking while standing. And he noticed that the people were looking at him with dislike because he was standing and drinking something. So he says to the people, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَعَلَ كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي فَعَلْتُ. He says, Ali radiallahu anhu says to the people, verily I have seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam doing as you are seeing me do right now. Right? I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam doing what you are seeing me do right now, which is standing up and drinking. Okay? I forgot to mention the... So the first hadith that we took of Ibn Abbas, where he gave Zamzam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to drink, this one was recorded by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Ahmad, Tirmidhi, and Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah. Okay, the second hadith about Ali radiallahu an standing and drinking, and the people looking at him with dislike, and him saying that, verily, I have seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing exactly what you are seeing me doing right now. This hadith, وفي رواية أحمد فقال, yeah, okay, so this, Al-Bukhari, Ahmad, Al-Nasa'i, and Abu Dawood, okay? The third hadith that we'll look at with regards to the permissibility of standing and drinking is that of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, okay? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, where he says, we used to, during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stand up and drink and eat while we were performing sa'i, while we were going between Safa and Marwa. So Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma says that during the time, right, كان على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we used to stand up and eat and drink, or drink and eat while standing, and we were performing sa'i. We were going between Safa and Marwa. And the fourth hadith, or the fourth point that we'll make is, وَفِيهِ عَنْ عَائِشَةَ وَسَعَدِ مِنْ أَبِي وَقَّاسِ أَنَّهُمَا لَا يَرْيَانِي, that the two of them, so Aisha radiallahu anha and Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, both of them, it was mentioned from them that they did not see standing and drinking to be a problem. They did not consider it to be something that was against the deen. Now this is Aisha radiallahu anha, who lived in the home of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who from amongst the women narrated many of the hadith that we know of today. Okay. Now, how do we bring these two together? So we learned that there are certain hadith pertaining to how it's forbidden to stand and drink, and then there are some that show that it is permissible to stand and drink. And of course, by default, if we're talking about drinking, then we're talking about eating as well. Because eating actually takes more of an effort. Like you can't, it's hard to stand and walk and eat, or to stand and eat, but it's easy to stand and drink. So if for something easy, you know, it is permitted or not permissible, then by default, something that's more difficult would be as well. So now, how do we bring these two together? Well, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, you know, very famous scholar of the deen, he sort of mentions something that bridges these two camps, right? The camp of it being not permissible to stand and drink, and it being permissible to stand and drink. So he brings them together, and he says that when we look at all these hadith, we see that the rukhsa, or the ability to stand and drink something, or the permissibility of being able to stand and drink something, is really looked at in the context of it being a necessity, right? في حال العذر, like there's a need for that person to be standing. And what he points out and mentions is the fact that in one hadith, it mentions that the Prophet ﷺ was given to drink, right? Was it Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, if I'm not mistaken? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he gave zamzam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he drank it while standing. And we know very well that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that when he would perform his tawaf, and then you know, after performing tawaf, he would go and drink zamzam from the well, and he would stand facing the qibla and drink the zamzam, and he would pour it on his body and so on, right? So we learn from that for zamzam specifically, we can stand and drink, and it was from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stand and drink Zamzam. Also, he points out that in the hadith of drinking and eating while performing sa'i, then that's again out of a necessity. They are traveling between these two mountains in their hajj or their umrah, and they have to, you know, keep moving. And now when you think of the days of hajj, as it is, those of you who have gone for hajj, or those of us who have gone for hajj, we know that it is very, very difficult, especially during the time of hajj, to perform the sa'i. And we came there transported by bus, right? Or we're staying in our nice, beautiful, comfortable hotels. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he rode his camel. So he would come from Mina to the Jamarat and then go to the Kaaba, and he would perform his tawaf actually while riding, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed his tawaf while riding on his camel. And so when we look at this, we see that they had to walk either by foot, their own 2 feet, or by riding an animal to get to their destination of, you know, being able to perform the tawaf and the sa'i. And then remember, they had to get back to Mina, right? So they had to do all of that in one day, which shows us that they were very pressed on time as well. And so Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he sort of gives evidence that, yes, it is permissible to do that, to stand and to drink or to stand and to eat. However, only in the case of necessity, and the primary or default mode of drinking and eating should be that we are sitting down and not standing, okay? So yeah, that's really what we are to look at. Now, of course, we have that hadith of, or that athar, right? That statement of Ali radiallahu anhu, where he says, verily, what you're seeing me doing today is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, right? He stood and he drank. And so what we encourage ourselves to do, of course, is primarily the first thing we should try and do is sit down when we need to drink and eat, okay? And if we can't for whatever reason, then, you know, if we have an excuse or some exception, then alhamdulillah, you know, you can do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your situation. But to be more respectful towards the food and the drink that we are cherishing as a gift and a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we sit down and enjoy it. Khalas, let's move on, inshallah. Bismillah. This is not coffee, by the way, in case anyone is wondering, because I know my dad got on my case. He's like, you should never drink coffee or tea while you're teaching a class. Right? He's like, you would never see the scholars of the past drinking coffee in the middle of the dars. Why are you drinking coffee in your dars? So just not using water bottles, just filling this up at the fountain, okay? So don't think that, you know, I'm drinking coffee. And if my parents are watching, then my dad knows very well now that I'm not drinking coffee. Just because the cup looks like it's a coffee mug, it isn't coffee, okay? Alhamdulillah. You know, that's good advice from parents. Like my dad, really, he called me one day after one of these halaqat, and he's like, you know, you shouldn't drink coffee during your dars. And I told him, I said, you know what, Fridays, I'm extremely tired. And, you know, it's always a long day. Sundays are really long days for me as well. And, you know, I could easily put in 12 hours on a typical Friday. And so sometimes I do drink a coffee, but subhanAllah, he's like, well, drink your coffee before or after the halaqah, don't drink it during it, right? It's not respectful towards the people who are attending, but it's also not respectful to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're sharing with others, which is acceptable. And, you know, if our parents teach us something that's good for us as part of the etiquettes, that we respect it and that we try to implement it in our lives, for there will come a time that we cherish that and we will not be able to thank them for it, right? The next thing that we'll learn about is karahiya at-tanaffus fil ina wan nafakhu fi. How it is disliked within our deen to blow or even to burp into the cup that we are drinking from. Okay? So from the etiquettes of drinking is that it is discouraged for us to blow into, for example, to blow into, I have a lid, right? To blow into the cup of whatever it is that we are drinking, okay? وَلَا يَنْفُقُ فِيهِ. And of course, we don't burp into it as well. Sometimes people are drinking and they burp and then they exhale into the cup, right? I know it's kind of weird, but yeah, that sometimes does happen and people do it, right? So from our deen, it is not encouraged and it is considered makruh. It is considered something that is disliked to do. And there are multiple hadith pertaining to this or regarding this topic. Let's look at the hadith of Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, where he says, when one of you drinks, you should not... this is hadith of Abu Qatada where he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when one of you drinks, he should not blow into the ina, should not blow into the cup or the glass, okay? Whatever vessel it is that you were drinking out of. Also, we see in the hadith of Ibn Abbas that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade at-tanaffus fil ina aw yanfukhu fihi. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade blowing into the cup that we are drinking from or to burp into it. Okay, so you're drinking something and you burp and you just exhale that burp into the cup. It is not something that we are to do. It is from poor etiquette to blow into it. Sometimes something is hot and blowing into it. No, we're not supposed to do that. You leave it for some time and you let the drink cool down or whatever, you know, if it was warmed up over the fire or, you know, hot coffee or tea, you don't blow into it. That is from poor etiquette in our deen. Okay. Now, something very similar to it is that it is permissible to drink something and to take a breath three times, or to drink and then pause to take a breath and then take another sip. So to take three sips with a breath in between. Okay, that is something that is encouraged within our deen and it is permissible. And it is preferred to drink in three sips, and it is permitted to drink in one sip or one gulp, like without pausing, okay? So we see in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu an, where he says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, so the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, used to take a breath in between his three sips. When he would drink, he would take a breath in between his three sips. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is more thirst quenching, it is healthier, and it is more wholesome. Okay, with regards to this method of drinking. So how do we do it? Bismillah. That's it. That's how we do it, right? That's how we drink. And it is encouraged to do that when we drink, to take three sips, right? And to take a breath after each sip. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, it is more thirst quenching. It quenches the thirst more and better. And it is healthier for us. And it is more wholesome, right? It seems more like valuable. There's more value to it, right? More wholesome. And Anas radiallahu an said, he says, Anas radiallahu an said that I do that, you know, three times as well, right? So he narrates the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as in the actions. He says, "Kana Rasulullah," that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to take three breaths, take a breath after each one of the three sips that he would take while he was drinking. And he said that it is more thirst quenching, healthier, and more wholesome. And then Anas radiallahu anhu continues and he says, so I take three breaths after the three sips that I drink with, or, you know, when I drink as well. Okay. And we mentioned that it is permissible to drink in one go, right? To just basically, right? One big gulp, or, you know, to drink an entire, for example, cup in one go. Okay, it's permissible, but it's not what is encouraged. Okay. So again, remember, within our deen, there are some things that are permissible, but that doesn't mean that it is the preferred thing to do. Just because something is permitted doesn't mean that it is preferred. You can do it, but there's something better for us to do, right? And the proof for that is that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, lamma dakhala ala Marwan ibn al-Hakam, so he entered upon Marwan ibn al-Hakam, and he said to him, did you hear the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that it is forbidden to drink, that it is forbidden to blow into the cup that we are drinking from, or to take a breath after drinking? So he says, Abu Sa'id, yes. Okay. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَجُلٌ. So a man, right? Someone else said to him, or said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah, I don't feel that it is more thirst quenching when I drink in one gulp, right? I don't feel that it is more thirst quenching when I drink in one gulp. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, remove the cup from your mouth and breathe, right? So take your drink and then move it away. So as we said, don't drink, right? Don't breathe into your cup. Drink, move it away from your mouth and breathe. Okay, that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. Remove the cup from your mouth and then breathe. And so the man said, sometimes I see something floating in it. Right? Sometimes as I'm drinking, I see something floating in the water. Remember, they didn't have pure, clean water like us. They actually used to call water black, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has narrated that he liked al-aswadan, right? What are the two black things, right? That he liked the two black things. What are the two black things? Dates. He loved the ajwa date, and the ajwa date is a darker black date when it's dried. So al-aswadan is the black dark date, as well as water, right? Dates and water. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to consume very often, and a lot of the time break his fast on that, right? Dates and water. So he says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes I see something floating in it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then pour it out. If you see something floating in it, then just pour it out, right? Get that thing out. Now, what does that show us? That shows us that we shouldn't just put our fingers into it, right? It may not be nice, especially if it's a larger jug. Like, let's say you have a large jug of water, right? And, you know, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would have the water skin, right? Which was like a massive piece of leather, you know, or like the stomach of the animal that, you know, they would put together and use as a water skin, right? To keep the water in. And there was a time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling, and he went and he drank from it. But from the etiquettes is really that we pour it out and drink, you know, from something smaller. Okay. So that's all that we're going to take for today, inshallah ta'ala. I mentioned that we'll try and stop by, you know, 8:25, the first 25, 30 minutes, inshallah. I do need to open the door. That's all that we'll take. That's with regards to eating and drinking while standing, as well as breathing into the cup, or how it's not allowed. It is not permissible to breathe into the cup and also to burp into the cup. Okay, it's disliked to do that. That's all that we'll take for today. Next week, we'll start with what I was just talking about, right? كَرَاهِيَةُ شُرْبْ مِنْ فِي السِّقَاءِ, right? How it's disliked to drink straight from the opening of the jug, right? For example, you have a big, large water jug at home, or sometimes you have a milk container at home and you just go to the fridge, right? And you open the carton, or you open the top of it and you just drink out of it, when everyone else in your family is going to come and pour it into a glass and you just take it and drink. That's what we'll start with next week, inshallah, how it is disliked to do that. That's all the time that we have for today. Be sure to join us on Sunday evening for our essential fiqh class, where we're starting the chapter on food, right? So we're going to learn the fiqh of food. Which burger is better? Which steak is better? How should steak be cooked? Rare, medium rare, well done? I'm just kidding. We'll see what we learn there. Jazakumullahu khairan for attending. Barakallahu fikum. We'll see all of you on Sunday night at 8 p.m. inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum.